Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is the Valley Outdoors. It's a place you're going to hear all the cool stuff from all over the outdoors world. Isn't that right, Ava?
I believe that is the goal. Sometimes it's questionable.
Oh, come on. There's no question. I have no questions. We got a big show coming up. We got a lot of stuff to cover today. We're talking about the wood duck has become famous in Michigan. I'll tell you why that is. And something about bear hunts going on now in Minnesota. Not the hunt itself, but what you got to do to be able to go bear hunting. And a cool story. Actually, it's a collection of stories. The worst turkey miss stories, those the turkeys that got away, the worst miss stories. So that and more when we return. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world.
Whoa. What's going on, Ava?
You know, I'm just trying to recover from the weather whiplash we're having here in good old Red Wing, Minnesota.
This thing came across the whole state. There was not just a Red Wing thing. I mean, it literally snow north and crappy and ugly and whatever on the south. So, I mean, it's like, I don't know.
I don't know what to tell you either. But it's been an interesting start to April. Let's put it that way.
It has. And but we're we definitely have gotten the rain we needed. I know it was Thursday. The treacherous overnight and morning travel with ice on everything. And rain constantly coming down, and
the river's doing interesting things as well.
Yeah, I wish the bite was better. It's a little marginal right now. I'm trying to get a hold of some guys to find out what the bite is. A friend of the show, Chris Winchester, he does guiding down here, and so gonna get in touch with him. We'll have some feedback and ideas for people looking to come down here. That's one of the big things that goes on before the rest of the state's open, because the river is open for fishing and definitely open for walleye fishing. So that's going to be kind of a cool thing. And kind of nice. Tough to figure out what season it is the way it's like 32 degrees rain and cold and sleet mixed with whatever. But,
yeah,
you know. It is what it is.
We're hardy Minnesotans. Yeah. We can deal.
Keep in mind, the hardy South Dakota, North Dakota, Wisconsin, and Michigan people. I mean, my goodness, you see what's going on across those states. Same thing, Northern Minnesota and Northern Wisconsin and Michigan, as well as the Lower Peninsula, as well as the UP. And, of course, the people that are going out fishing at Lake Erie, because Lake Erie right now is absolutely on fire. If you're looking to go get some big fish early, I would just say jump in the truck and head out to Lake Erie. The fish are going gangbusters. Just you can launch a Catawba, island. You can launch it basically right anywhere in that area, Turtle Creek, and just head out and roll some crankbaits out there. And
sounds like a good time.
Yeah, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. It's, I mean, the big fish are just chomping. It's just cool. Cool. I'm looking forward to that. I was looking at so I'll give you some background. So a friend of mine that got me hooked on this salmon thing, right? He also got me hooked on watching all the YouTube videos on all this salmon fishing, you know, how to run wire divers, how to run riggers, you know, what are the keys to look for fish? So I got a course with crappy weather. I was watching some of those one night this week. So I start pulling up some things. It's like, what do you do to find out what the water temperature is? And I completely forgot. There's a website. It's called Coast Watch. And you can actually see the water temperatures from satellite. They're actually able to measure the water temperature in the satellite from the satellite view. So you can dial in where that temperature is. And I'm looking at Michigan right now. It's like 34 degrees, 35 degrees. And I suspect it hovers around that area. But you want to talk cold and oh my goodness. And you start looking around the Great Lakes and seeing how cold that is. And of course, Lake Superior really kind of a cool tool is Coast Watch. So check that out. And pool levels too. You can look in NOAA, N-O-A-A, and pull up if you're looking at for the river level to see what the river's doing in whatever area you want. You can dial that in and it'll tell you if there's a river that's you want to go fish. You can see what the flow is. You can see the level and the anticipated flow from any rain or precipitation that you get. And one of the other, I don't know why I jumped on the website stuff, but when you're idle, you kind of hang out. You're like, okay, what do I want to look up now to help make my fishing time better? The other one I use for wind applications called SailFlow. And SailFlow is about the most accurate thing I've ever seen. It gives you wave periods. It gives you overcast. Is it going to rain, snow? And it also gives you a very accurate gust wind as well as stable wind for 8-9 days out. And it is quite accurate. So pretty neat little addition to anything you have that you're going to be dealing with in the outdoors. It's going to be a definite help to kind of plan your time on the water is primarily what it's focused at, but you can get an idea what the wind conditions are going to be. So I think that's always kind of cool. Quickly, before we take a break, Michigan has now signed off on the wood duck becoming the official waterfowl species of Michigan. State lawmakers recently voted to make the wood duck the first official duck of Michigan. Gretchen Whitmer signed the legislation, and recognition of the duck celebrates more than a beautiful bird and honors a conservation comeback. And made possible by protecting wetlands, restoring habitat, and standing for the future of waterfowls. So
you couldn't have picked an uglier bird. I'm just kidding. They're beautiful.
Oh, they're amazing. Yeah, no, it's pretty cool. They were at the brink of extinction, and by habitat improvement, they really did a nice job. So, all right, stay tuned. We're going to be back. More Valley Outdoors right after this.